this is explained like the sun. In order to see the sun, we need the light of the sun. So without the sun, we cannot see him. He is giving us the light in order to see him. So with God, it's the same thing. If we want to understand God, we have to ask him, please, allow me to understand you. So verse 1149. How do you repeat the verse normally, or I just say?
We sing the Sanskrit.
Page 462.
You can read the English.
Okay.
Page 462.
Oh, 462. Mm-hmm. In the book.
Mate yatama chavimuda bavo. Mate vyatama cha vimuda bhavo.
Mate vyatama cha vimuda bhavo.
Drishtva rupa ghoram idrin mamedham.
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 Vyapeta biprita mana punastvam.
Vyapeta biprita mana punastvam.
Vyapeta biprita mana punastvam.
Vyapeta biprita mana punastvam.
Tadeva merupam idam prapashyam.
Tadeva merupam idam prapashyam.
Tadeva merupam idam prapashyam. Ma, let it not be. Te, unto you. Vyata, trouble. Ma, let it not be. Cha, also. Vimuda bhava, bewilderment. Drishtva, by seeing. Rupam,
form.
Ghoram,
horrible.
Idrik,
as it is.
Mama,
my.
Idam,
this.
Vyapetabhi,
free from all fear.
Prita manaha,
pleased in mind.
Puna,
again.
Tvam,
you.
Tat,
that.
Eva,
thus.
Me,
my.
Rupam,
form.
Idam,
this.
Prapasyo,
just see.
Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feather of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. This is a very sweet verse. Krishna is reliving his devotee. Purport. In the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was worried about killing Bhishma and Drona, his worshipful grandfather and master. But Krishna said that he need not be afraid of killing his grandfather. When the sons of Dhritarashtra tried to disrobe Draupadi in the assembly of the Kurus, Bhishma and Drona were silent, and for such negligence of duty they should be killed. Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna just to show him that these people were already killed for their unlawful action. That scene was shown to Arjuna because devotees are always peaceful and they cannot perform such horrible actions. The purpose of the revelation of the universal form was shown. Now Arjuna wanted to see the four-armed form, and Krishna showed him. A devotee is not much interested in the universal form, for it does not enable one to reciprocate loving feelings. Either a devotee wants to offer his respectful, worshipful feelings, or he wants to see the two-ended Krishna form so that he can reciprocate in loving service with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritamina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Dvishe Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mukam Karuti Vachalam Pangom Langayate Girim Yat Kripam Tamaham Vande Shiguru Dinatharu
So first of all, I would like to ask your blessings because I am a very little person and I don't have a special qualification. Here in this room there are some devotees much more senior than me, so I need their blessing in order to try to say something. You give me your blessing?
Yes.
Thank you. Without the blessing of the Vaishnavas, we cannot do a real service to Krishna. I have learned this first. Before doing anything, make sure that you have the blessing of the Vaishnavas. So, thank you very much for coming, sacrificing your very precious time, Saturday Night Fever, like that was the movie, Saturday Night Fever, when I was young. But here is Saturday Night Peace. So, time is something very precious, and we have to learn how to engage it properly. Because life is very short. This verse is explaining about many things. Krishna has just shown his universal form to Arjuna. And Arjuna was amazed by the unlimited aspect of Krishna's universal form. That means literally he showed to Arjuna that the entire universe is just within himself and he is controlling everything. But finally Arjuna was not so much inspired by this form, so he asked to Krishna, please show me again your form how you were before. And now Krishna telling him, okay, let it be finished, my dear devotee. With a peaceful mind you can now see again the form you desire. So in order to understand this, we need some background, because this is some kind of very far out statement, no? For someone who is coming for the first time, what is this? What is he speaking about? How can we understand this?
We have to go back to the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, the very first thing that Krishna explained to Arjuna, which is a very important point of the philosophy that sometimes we forget. I mean, most of the time we forget this point. But if we can understand only this point, our entire life will change. Which is the first verse that Krishna said to Arjuna. Second chapter, this is the first time Krishna is speaking. You know? Somebody know? I don't know the Sanskrit.
While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Then, next one.
Not de gavevaham chatunasham. Not sure. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Prabhu is embodiment of Bhagavad Gita. That is how we said, sometimes you can see in the scriptures that describe the Vedas personified are speaking. So I was wondering, who is this Veda personified? And Prabhupada explained, actually, Veda personified are the sages who have assimilated completely the scripture in their heart and who are living by this knowledge. So they became as good as the book himself. This is called Bhagavat. There is the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. If you open the book or if you ask the devotee, it's the same. Same knowledge is coming. So Krishna said to Arjuna, you're trying to speak like a wise man, but you are completely in illusion. Because you have forgotten the main point in spiritual life. What is the main point in spiritual life? And when Prabhupada came back to England for his last trip, that was the last time he came to Bhaktivedanta Manor, Prabhupada was very sick, so to say, very old, you know, in very weak condition. And during the first darshan he gave, he asked them, so do you have understood the essence of our philosophy? This is conclusion of Prabhupada's classes, you know. So, and the devotees, they were saying many, many things. Prabhupada was not satisfied. Finally, Prabhupada answered, the conclusion of our philosophy is that we are immortal. This is the first thing that Krishna is saying to Arjuna. You will never die, and nobody will never die. Don't think that you will die. Otherwise you are in illusion. If you think that you will die, that means you are on the mental platform, identified with your body. But the entire Bhagavad Gita is to explain to Arjuna, it is not the truth. This is what we call illusion. You have to see the real aspect of what is around you and of yourself. Open your eyes. If we understand that we are immortal, then which kind of problem can remain? It solved already a lot of problems, no? And Sukadev Goswami said the same thing to Maharaj Parikshit. At the end, just before leaving, in the 11th canto, he said to Maharaj Parikshit, give up this mentality, this animal mentality, that you will die. You think, you're telling me, oh, I will die in 7 days, what shall I do? He told him, no, give up that mentality.
to think that if your body is destroyed, you will die. Your body will be finished, but you will never die. Nobody never dies, because we are eternal. And that platform, we have to understand who we are really, who is God. And this is a mystery. No? We have been taught something totally wrong from the beginning of our life. I mean, for most of us, some fortunate soul receive from the very beginning of their life the real knowledge. But even when we receive it, most of the time it remains on the mental level or intellectual level. But we don't really realize it. This is the two level of knowledge. The first level of knowledge is called jnana, or knowledge. And the second level of knowledge is called vijnana, or realization. This is the same thing, but it's completely different. Because when you have realized the knowledge, then that means you are living this knowledge. Are we living every day with the realization that we are immortal? That means doing everything we are doing with the understanding that I am immortal. Prabhupada wanted us to understand this as the essence of our philosophy. That's very interesting. Why Prabhupada? We could say, I mean, Prabhupada could have said many other things as the essence of our philosophy. He came to this basic point. Because there is a lot of way to explain it. And he said this at the very last, on the very last days of his life. Because he wanted us also to understand that he is also immortal. That means he is always there. If I'm immortal, that means everybody else is also immortal. No? Then we enter into another world. Much more interesting. And we can keep connection beyond this. We are today on the 9th of July, 2016. Exactly 50 years ago, Prabhupada was seated in this room. And few persons were there, only few persons. And on the 11th of July, actually, 2 days, after, that means day after tomorrow, that will be on Monday, Prabhupada said to the young boys and girls who were there, I have decided to register a society that we name ISKCON. So I have prepared some statutes, some chart of our society. I need some signatures. I'm alone, I have put my signature, but in order to register a society I need some signature. Could you agree to sign? Then I can go to the administration and register it. That was exactly 50 years ago. Exactly at this place, Prabhupada said that. And I heard this story from Umapati Swami, who was there and who signed the paper. And he told us on that day we really didn't know what we were signing. We just signed to please Swamiji. We didn't know nothing what is. What Swamiji is doing is, okay, let's sign, he will be happy. The old Indian Swami will be happy, because they don't really understood already who was that person in front of them. So they just sign. And then maybe 6 or 10 of them, something like that. And Prabhupada started exactly ISKCON, exactly 50 years ago. So when they asked me to give this lecture on the 9th of July, I was thinking, oh, this is some special grace from Prabhupada. He asked me to speak on the exact 50th anniversary of his writing, of his registering his karma. This is how the Vaishnavas, they are merciful. Even though you are completely insignificant, they can become compassionate towards you. And if the great soul, they become compassionate toward you, then your life is successful. If you are able to receive that grace, if we are able to receive that grace, Prabhupada came here 50 years ago in order to give the much less gift, we can say, in order to give the greatest treasure to everyone, because he knew in his heart was the greatest treasure. Because Vaishnava knows what he is carrying in his heart. And his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, asked him to go to the West to distribute the treasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone. That's why he is Gauravani Pracharini. And Prabhupada took that question at heart. 1922, that was 1922, on the roof of Bag Bazar Gaudiya Math in Calcutta. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who was the greatest saint of all India at that time, very special soul, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. It's not ordinary man, we cannot find some people like this. Such a pure heart. And he was giving a lecture, all of a sudden he saw a young man entering. That was Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 1922, was 26 years old. You know, Prabhupada, when he was young, he was very, beautiful. He was very beautiful. You have seen some pictures of Prabhupada when he was young. He was extremely beautiful, and everybody considered him very beautiful. We know him more often as an older person, no? But when he was young, he was very beautiful. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saw him, like this, 26 years, we have this picture of Prabhupada at the departure of his father, Guru Mohandi. We see Prabhupada shaved, young. He must be 30, 35 at this time. But you can see how beautiful was Prabhupada. And those who have known Prabhupada at this time, they say that. I read that from Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who gave sannyas to Prabhupada. He said this at this time, Abhay Charanarabinda, he was a very beautiful person. Everybody was impressed by his beauty. And he was very much respected in the society of Bhaktisiddhanta. But this was the first time he came. As soon as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saw that young boy arriving on the roof, he knew, he understood, oh, this is the person who will fulfill the desire of Mahaprabhu. He recognized him from the first second. And he told him, you have to go. You have to not... Maybe not to go with it. You have to preach this message in English. And Prabhupada came without expecting who he will meet. He was thinking, oh, I'm going to see another sadhu, so many sadhus I have seen already. He was not very convinced, but his friend, you know, pulled him, forced him to go. But when he saw that person, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and he heard that, he took that instruction at heart. And then 1922 1965, that's how many, 43 years after Prabhupada came, carrying that instruction in his heart. This is the power of love. Power of love. Carrying in his heart the instruction from his spiritual master. This is love. He gave his entire life just for this. And by this power, he sat here and he said, okay, today I will register a society. That was coming from, there is a long background from this, you know. Prabhupada knew what he was coming to do. Nobody of these young boys, they know, they knew, okay, let's sign to please the Swami. But he knew, Prabhupada is eternal associate of the Supreme Lord, which technically we call Nitya Siddha Parikar. That means he's coming from the spiritual world. He's appearing in this world in the same way like Krishna appeared. The Vaishnavas like Prabhupada, they don't take birth out because of the law of karma. They just take birth because of the law of love and compassion to save this, to help this world. They come here in order to give what the soul living in this material world have lost. What do we have lost? We have lost love. We are bereft of love, no? We are living for our own sake. This is why we are here. Love means to give. As long as we take, then we cannot live in love. In order to live in love, we have to stop taking and just give. And Prabhupada was such a person. That's how he touched the heart of everybody. Because this is not existing in this world. He knew what he was coming to give. He was coming to give the love of Krishna. Where nobody knew about that. Manhattan, you know. Everybody's trying to become the best, the richest, at the cost of others. Prabhupada decided to go like into the, how to say, most difficult place. No? Because Prabhupada thought, okay, let me try at least. New York is the worst city of materialism. If I have to try something, let me try there. But at the same time, it was the best city of the world. So Prabhupada also think, if it works there, then it's the good thing. You know, when you, this is a military strategy. You have to aim at the most important point of the adversary. There is some kind of martial art. You learn which are the points of the body which are very fragile. And without even fighting, they can just do some little, how to say, little move and strike you slightly at one point and you die. Because they know where to. So Prabhupada decided, we will try New York. And it's let us go to New York. And Prabhupada arrived alone. We were reading yesterday morning that this town is the only town in the West where Prabhupada walked alone. Because in all other towns, Prabhupada was always surrounded by many people when he was walking. But here, from October
1965, Prabhupada arrived, coming back from Berkeley, where he spent 2 months. He arrived at Port Authority bus terminal. You know, Port Authority bus terminal? It's also a sacred place. Very sacred place. Because wherever such a person put his feet, that place becomes a place of pilgrimage. Now we are living on a place of pilgrimage. New York is no more the worst city of the world. It has become a very special place where a lot of mercy is flooding every day. Yes. By the mercy of Prabhupada. There is one verse written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which says, Abada Karuna Sindhu, when is this? I don't remember the Bengali. Abada Karuna Sindhu Nitai Koti Amuham. Remember? First, this is the second line. Abada Karuna Sindhu Nitai Koti Amuham. That there is the ocean of love of God was being blocked with a dam. Big dam. Which impeded it to enter into this world. But Lord Nityananda came and he broke down that dam. Then the water of love came and flooded the entire universe. Prabhupada did the same thing. Prabhupada brought the flood of pure love to Manhattan. Isn't it? It's difficult to realize who is Prabhupada, what he has done. It requires a lot of introspection. Because he is coming from the world of love, where there is nothing but pure, unlimited and unconditional love. This is the world of God, the world of Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is the source of that love. And Prabhupada came to give us Krishna, to explain to us who was God. Everybody knew already God, that there is God, but nobody knew who was God. And Prabhupada came and explained us who was God. It's very difficult to understand who is God, because we have a lot of wrong conception, misunderstanding, no? God, Prabhupada told us, is all attractive. He's that person. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī said, whom if you meet him, you cannot do nothing else but desire to give him everything you have. He will never ask you nothing. Krishna will never ask you nothing by his nature. Because Krishna is the source of love, the embodiment of love. Love never takes, it only gives. So some people, they have the conception that God will take me everything, or they have a fear of God. There is no fear to have of God, because he will never take nothing. By his own intrinsic nature, he can only give. He is Atmanamas. He is already Purnam. Om Purnamidam, Purnamidam. He is full in himself. What can he take?
He cannot take nothing. He has already everything. He will not take us anything because this already belongs to him. So he cannot take by nature. He can only give. No? That's love. Love means giving. Love means giving, and giving what? Giving oneself. Giving one's heart. This is the nature of God. Krishna is like that. Okay, we can say, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, I'm sorry Prabhu, but Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityaja. Oh, okay, it opened on the right page. By Krishna's magic. I did that, and I count Sarva Dharma Parityaja. That's confirmation. Krishna is supporting me. Krishna is beautiful, huh? Abandon all religion and just surrender into me. Yes, Prabhu. Krishna is saying you have to surrender. So that means he will take, you know? Surrender doesn't mean that he will take. Surrender, that means that he is trying to teach you to give also. That doesn't mean he will take you, but he's trying to teach you to give. You know, in Bengal there is one proverb which says, if you are really miserable, if it's very hard for you to give some coins to the poor people in the street, you know, for some people it's very hard to take $1 and give. It's so hard. They cannot do this. So the proverb, the Bengali proverb says, if it's too difficult for you to give in charity, at least give some ashes. Like this, you're training your hand. You're training your hand to give. At least that will not cost you nothing, but you take the movement, you know. And maybe one day, by training to give ashes, you will come to give something. But this is treatment, sadhana. Krishna is like this. He doesn't say surrender unto me because he wants to take you everything. He doesn't mind. He already has everything. No? He's just trying to teach us. Learn to give a little bit. That will be good for you. Because if you accept to take that path of life, then you will experience what we call love. By giving, your life will become better. So first, but we are so much, miserly, that we will just give a little bit. Okay, I'll give you that. Is that okay? You okay? You want more? Krishna is waiting. Or do you give me this only? I give you everything. You give me only this. You know, like Jesus, there is this story. One old lady came and she gave some few coins. And everybody started to laugh. And Jesus told them, oh, you're laughing at her. But that was the only few coins she had. All of you came and you gave some maybe golden coins, but that is only 100th of what you have. You're keeping 99 coins and you're giving one. She's giving all her coins. So actually she's greater than you. It's not the quantity, it's the intention. Krishna is like this. He's teaching us how to love. Prabhupada came to make us understand. Remove this misunderstanding about God. To try to understand who He is really. Try to understand the heart of God. If you understand the heart of God, you cannot do nothing else but give yourself completely to Him. Because this is the natural answer to love. To real love, you can answer only by one thing, which is to give yourself completely. Because this is love. You can answer to love only by love. If your heart is touched by this love, then you won't be able to do nothing else than to respond by love. I heard this from Harisori. Harisori, he said, when we met Prabhupada, we met a person to whom we could give everything without fearing, because he was giving everything to us. So we were completely reassured that we can give him everything. He will never exploit us. This is loving exchange. So much less gift is on the plural, you know? Because Krishna likes to give, but he likes to give a lot. One of the gifts that Krishna gave us is Prabhupada. Mm. He's the matchless gift. Who is giving us a gift? But he's the jewel inside the box. You know, if you entered into that shop, there was what? That was Prabhupada. The room was empty, no? But Prabhupada was there. So the scripture, they told us the Vaishnavas, they are like jewels. And valuable jewels. Because in their heart, they have the greatest treasure, which is called prema, pure love. This is the nature of the soul. This is what we are all searching. We are not searching nothing else but pure love. Everything else will never satisfy us. This is only external and artificial and temporary. We have tried during many lives to get satisfaction from something else than love. Have we succeeded? No. We are frustrated, no? Everybody in this world is frustrated. Because we have tried to be happy by taking. It doesn't work like this. Happiness is coming by giving. That much you give, that much you will be happy. So if you want complete happiness, you have to give everything. That's really beyond our intellectual capacity. The brain cannot understand this, that by giving everything I will be happy. This is complete opposite of everything I have been taught, you know. But this is what Prabhupada taught us. And because he is an acharya, he didn't teach that only by writing it down, but by doing it himself. He came and he gave himself to us, and not partially, fully. Prabhupada gave us his entire heart inside his books. You know, when the acharya, they come to this world, they know I will stay here very short time, because they have real vision of time. We have illusory vision of time, but they know this world here, the time is going very fast. How many people I will be able to see? Love by nature desire to expand as much as possible. So they want to reach as much soul as possible, as much heart as possible. So all the great personalities, they have written down what was in their heart in order to benefit more people. Because when you write something down, that can go thousands and thousands of years away. Prabhu was reading this morning that the Bhagavad Gita has guided
billions and billions of souls since 5,100 and how many years? How many souls have found guidance through the pages of the Bhagavad Gita since 5,000 years old? So this is the power of the books. So the Vaishnavas, they know this. This is why what they have, what they want to give to humanity, they put in their books. What they really want to share. One day Prabhupada came to some city in the US, I don't remember which city, for a Ratha Yatra, and there was a journalist who came. And he wanted to make an interview of Prabhupada. And he asked him at one point, what will happen to your movement when you will die? Prabhupada told him, I will never die. Then there was a silence. Everybody was thinking, what is this man saying? He will never die. Prabhupada led the silence for some time. Then he said, I will always live in the form of my books. I will always be here. I will never die. That means he, because he knew I have put my entire heart in my books, so I will be there. Whoever connects with my books can connect with me directly. Yes. Vaishnavas never dies. He disowns, heals, he who thinks that Vaishnavas dies while they are still living in sound. Vaishnavas dies to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So the Vaishnavas, they are living in sound. So Prabhupada was there 50 years ago, and Prabhupada is here today in the same way. Just that there is two levels of existence, one is called Prakat and one is called Aprakat. Prakat means manifested and Aprakat means unmanifested. So 50 years ago, at the exact place where we are, Prabhupada was Prakat. He was manifested. Tonight, Prabhupada is Aprakat. That means with our material senses we cannot see him, but he is as much there as he was at that time. Do you believe me? The only thing is that we have to learn how to connect with that second platform of Aprakat. If we learn how to do this, then our life will become very beautiful. Because on that plane there is a lot of love and a lot of mercy. Prabhupada is here. Yeah? Can you feel him in your heart right now? Can you feel his presence? I hope so. I hope you can. If you cannot, that means it's not that you cannot, it's that you just have to learn how to do it. We can explain to you. This is our mission. We are trying to learn, to teach to the people how to connect with God at any time, any place. And when you know how to do this, then you can connect not only with God, but with everyone. Because the process is the same. So we connect with God by prayer, for example. This is one aspect. We close our eyes and we pray. Not with the mind, with the heart. Mind will never reach God. But with the heart, that means you remove everything. And you just understand that Krishna is here, we are here also. And you can speak to him, he can answer to you, you can
feel his presence, and you can even see him. Of course, how much you are able to enter into that ocean. It's possible. This is what we are supposed to do. Prabhupada wanted us to learn how to connect with him, no? He wanted us to join him eternally, where he is really, in the spiritual dimension. Because we are spiritual beings. We are also persons of that world. There is a verse in the Veda which says, Amrita Putrasya. O sons of the ocean of nectar. That's us. O sons of the ocean of nectar. Awake. Arise. And understand. You are not from this world. You are coming from another world. So no, stand up and try to search that world, which is an ocean of nectar. So we are sons of nectar. Amrita means nectar, and putra means sons. And Amrita means also eternity. So we are sons and daughters, but actually there is no difference. The soul, whether it has a male body or female body, is by nature female. We are, but the word is taken as sons. We are sons of immortality. We are coming from that world. Our main problem is that we have become identified with this world. And we think, I am Indian, I am French, I am American, I am white, I am black, I am tall, I am thin, I am fat, I am a woman, I am a man. No? We are completely identified with this. But normally when we come in front of the mirror, what we think when we come in front of the mirror? We think, oh, that's me. No? But normally when we come in front of the mirror, we should think, oh, what? This is strange. What is this?
Who's that?
Who's that strange person? I remember, and I hope I will remember all my life, once when I was young, something like 9 years old, one morning I woke up and I went to the bathroom to take my shower, and there was a big mirror there. And I saw myself, I saw myself in the mirror, and I was afraid, because I saw a skeleton with skin on it. And I was looking, I said, oh my God, what's that? And I became afraid, because I didn't have the knowledge to go together with that. And it was true, you know. According, I see the real science. I saw some bones with the skin on it. And I ran out of the bathroom, and I came back to my bed, and I said, okay, I will sleep a little bit more. I was too much afraid. Because I didn't want to see the truth. Because I didn't have the knowledge to see. I could not relate properly with the knowledge. And I preferred, okay, let me be absorbed once again in the illusion. So we identify ourselves with this world, but we are not from this world. We are pure spiritual soul. We have to understand this in our dealing, in our everyday life. We have nothing to do with this. This form I see in the mirror is a very strange form. I don't know about you, but when I see my face in the mirror, I'm not very proud. I'm thinking, wow, Krishna. That was not very good karma, I but we have to accept. Okay, you give me that weird form. What can I do now? I'm inside that. It's like to forget it. And not only we are eternal, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sardeka Unai. Inside our heart we have a treasure, which is love. The treasure of love is there inside our heart. Just that we have become disconnected from this treasure which is in our heart. Prabhupada came to teach us how to connect again. So he taught us this by the books he gave us and also by his own example, how to serve Krishna. We enter into the life of love, which is the spiritual life or the reality, by learning how to give our life, how to offer our life. Our life should become an offering of love. This is real life. Every day, every second, we should think, how can I offer more my love to Krishna and to everyone? If we live by this, then sure, very soon we will receive wonderful realizations. Because when we enter into that mood, then the divine reality will come down to take us. Because love is attracted by love. Actually, when Gop Kumar, Satan Goswami wrote in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar went back to the spiritual world, Krishna told him, "Oh, finally you have come. I was waiting for you. I was always thinking, maybe in this life you will come, but you didn't come. Then I was thinking, maybe in the next, but still you were not. And I was waiting one life, two lives, but you were never coming. So finally, I could not wait anymore. I was seeing everything you did for me. All the effort you did, I was seeing. But I could not reciprocate. Because it was not enough yet. I had to wait that it becomes complete. Because Krishna reciprocates fully only to complete love. Otherwise he can just reciprocate partially, but he doesn't want. He wants us to grow to the full state of complete love. Then he can really reciprocate with us. That's what he wants. This is why he says, Sarva Dharma Pali. Give up everything. Give me everything. Not because he wants to take, but because he wants to give us what is most beautiful. But he knows he cannot do this until we will reach the same level ourselves, to be ready to give him everything. Then the real exchange can take place. Krishna wants this, so he's teaching us. Give more, please give more. And what happens when someone gives himself entirely to Krishna? As we say, love, pure love can only awaken, pure love is two-sided, cannot be one-sided. In face of pure love, you can only respond by love. When you meet someone like Prabhupada, who is giving himself it completely, the only feeling that will awaken in your heart is, well, I have to give my life to that person. Krishna said to In the Bhagavatam, the only way a disciple can repay his spiritual master is by giving him his entire life. So, in the same way, when we give ourselves completely to Krishna, what Krishna does? He gives himself completely to us. Actually, he is waiting to do this. He wants to give himself completely to us. So, can you imagine what it is when the Supreme Absolute Truth gives himself completely to you? The unlimited beauty, unlimited love, unlimited compassion gives himself completely to you. Completely means completely, because Krishna is not 99%, he is 100% person. Can you imagine what this is? This is very sublime experience. This is what Krishna wants. This is what Prabhupada came to give us access to. And he is also such a person like Krishna. They are giving us, they are offering us themselves, their heart to us. They are just waiting. Please accept it. How we accept it? By doing the same from our side. This is the way to accept it, to receive it. So on this day, Prabhupada is here, and if we do that, if we take that dynamic in our life, I offer you my life. Please accept it. Then we come to the real life. This is the exchange can take place. Then Krishna will be happy. Now I can give myself to him. And we will see. It's amazing, because when Krishna starts to reciprocate to our full
capacity.
Yeah, to our complete gift, then you don't control anything anymore. Now he is controlling everything. Now there will be only unlimited love, and you will be carried away in the waves of divine love for eternity, finished with the suffering and with the anxiety and with the egoism that cannot exist. Prabhupada was living such reality, and he tried to share with us. They can expand this love, they can offer this love in the same way that Krishna is giving it. Actually, Krishna is never giving it. It's never giving that love by himself directly. This he said also to Gopakumar. He said, at some point I could not wait that you were never coming to me, so I decided to come in the form of your spiritual master, Jayanta. So, Guru is, the spiritual master is non-different from God, because he is the embodiment of the mercy of God and of the love of Krishna. Because he has received that love of Krishna in his heart, or in carrying that love and giving it to everyone. So if we are able to connect ourselves with such a person, then our life will become sublime, as he would say it. So, Prabhupada asked us something very special also. He asked us to change the name of Krishna, because this is the way to give ourselves to Krishna, by chanting. Vaishnavism means chanting. According to our level of chanting, that much we are Vaishnava. Either neophyte Vaishnava, intermediate Vaishnava, or a pure Vaishnava, according to how the purity of our chanting.
So what means the purity? We measure the volumes in gallons. No, here, gallons in the US. We measure the volumes in gallons. We measure the distance in miles. We measure the weight in kilo. Pounds. Pounds, yeah, sorry. I'm from Europe. It's so difficult. In pounds. So how do we measure purity? What is the unit to measure purity? It's connected. It's connected. The unit to measure purity is a sacrifice. How much we and sacrifice means to give oneself completely. So chanting purely means giving oneself completely to the holy name of Krishna. So how much we give oneself, we give ourselves completely to the holy name, that much we are chanting, that much we are a Vaishnava. Prabhupada asks us, please learn this art of giving yourself entirely to this divine sound vibration, because that sound vibration is non different from Radha and Krishna. If you give your heart completely to that sound vibration, then that means you're giving your life completely to Krishna. This is the offering of love. So this is the humble request of Krishna. Prabhupada was always asking, please, chant Hare Krishna. Have you ever noticed? Always Prabhupada, before saying chant Hare Krishna, he would say, please. No? This is a request. When Lord Nityananda was going door to door, he would knock on the doors. And he, when the people would open, he would say, please, I have come to you to beg you something. I don't want anything from you. I just want to beg you, please change the name of Gauranga. If you do this, I offer myself to you. This is Nityananda's way of preaching. Very powerful. This is pure love. There is no plan. Huh?
No calculation.
There is no calculation in this preaching. It's just knocking on the door, whoever it is, ask him, if you change that name, I give myself to you. Then after, he became so emotional that he was falling on the ground. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this, Akrodha Paramananda Nityanandara. This song is describing this. Prabhupada was doing the same thing, exactly the same thing. Prabhupada would say, please, chant Hare Krishna. Because Prabhupada was empowered by Lord Nityananda. Yes. His godbrother, Srila Bhakti Rakshak, Srila Dev Goswami, who was the most important of all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he said that Srila Prabhupada was embodiment of the compassion of Lord Nityananda. He said the entire Shakti of Lord Nityananda entered into him. So when Prabhupada came, 15 September 1965, he touched with his feet on the earth of Brooklyn. That was 70th Street in Brooklyn. Prabhupada arrived with Jara Dutta, looking like a little Indian Swami. Prabhupada was not so tall, you know. Little
5 foot 2 inches.
5 foot 2 inches, exactly. Thank you for the detail. Looking like a little Indian Swami arriving in the new city. But actually, this is the full energy, of love and compassion of Lord Nityananda arriving, touching Manhattan. This is like a tidal wave arriving in New York. Yeah, they could not see.
But that was really tsunami. The fortunate souls who were the first here in this room to realize this are very special person. You cannot meet such a personality in the very first day like this by being a common person. It's not possible. And by extension, everybody who is realizing and accepting this in his life is also a special person. Prabhupada said there is no ordinary living being in this movement. Everybody who comes in contact with our movement and accepts means he is a special soul. So love means we're not only loving God, we have to love everyone also. This is included, because God loves everyone. Krishna is... His love is unconditional. Samoham sarvabhutesh. He loves everyone. When he says samoham sarvabhutesh, that doesn't mean I'm indifferent. I don't mind about anybody. That means he loves everybody in the same way. Ramed Vishnu stina priya. So why he says stina priya? I don't favor nobody. That means he's ready to give himself completely to each and everyone. Just depends on us if we accept what he wants to give us. And Prabhupada taught us, please change his name. Offer your life to this beautiful song, incarnation of Radha and Krishna. And give yourself completely to that song. Then we will be always connected. We will be always together. When Prabhupada left New York in 1967, it was also July 1967. We have this video, Swamiji, which was shot just there, in this room. And Prabhupada said, okay, I'm going to Vrindavan. They were very anxious that Prabhupada is leaving. And Prabhupada said, but if you chant Hare Krishna with this moon, then we will be always connected. That means if we can chant and by offering our entire heart to Krishna in the form of the sound vibration, then we will find Prabhupada is there also. In the sound of the holy name, Prabhupada is there also. And we can meet him. And you know, actually, when you meet a person like Prabhupada on the platform of the heart, it's much more powerful than meeting them only on the external platform. Both can happen at the same time also. You can meet them externally and also simultaneously within your heart, realize. I remember Padmalochan Prabhu, you know Padmalochan Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, very pure-hearted Vaishnava. He was from London, so he joined the movement, but he had not seen Prabhupada, and finally Prabhupada was coming to London. So he was there at the airport, waiting for Prabhupada, and he said as soon as he saw Prabhupada, tears started to pour, to fall from his eyes, and his body was shivering. He could not control. He's so much love entered into his heart. That means at the same time he had external connection with Prabhupada, he could have also heart connection with Prabhupada. When I was distributing books in France 18 years ago, I was a very new devotee. I knock at the door of someone, I present the book, and the lady told me, oh, I know this man, I saw him. In 1975, when he was giving a conference in Paris, I saw him. And I was thinking, wow, you are so fortunate. So I said, so you have already all the books? She told me, oh no, I never bought the books. I was not so much interested by the conference. And I was thinking, how is it possible? She got external contact, but she didn't got the heart contact. So this contact in the heart is much more powerful than we can still have today. Prabhupada is here and he's at every second willing to connect with us. He's just waiting for us to turn ourselves really completely to him. Not only here, he's also in Union Square. We are there every day. I can tell you how much Prabhupada is present there. He's really there also. But in any place, because actually space doesn't exist. This is some material concept. We think here and there. But in the spiritual dimension, there is no space. Because anjantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Inside every atom there is Krishna, no? And inside Krishna there is all the universes. You understand? That means inside every atom of the universe there is all the universe. That means there is no space. Or there is only one space, one place, here. Isn't it? This is our philosophy. This is just logical.
There's no separation.
There is no separation. We are always connected. Separation is just illusory, what we call Maya. But actually, we can connect with Krishna, with Prabhupada, with the spiritual world from anywhere, at any time. Because time also is like space. It doesn't exist. We think past, present and future. But what is the existence of the future and of the present? Future doesn't exist. It's just some imagination. But how we imagine it never takes place. No? And when it takes place, it's no more future, it's present. So future is just some mental concoction. What is the past? Past doesn't exist. It's finished. You understand? Only the present is existing. We can only experience the present. So there is no time. That's why yuga etam nimisheno. Even in the spiritual world, sometimes, and even for us, sometimes 5 minutes seems to us like 1 hour. Sometimes 1 hour seems to us 5 minutes, isn't it? So we are living in something we don't realize. Reality is much more beautiful than what we think. Because Krishna, reality is Krishna. It's unlimitedly beautiful. Just we have to connect to the real existence. And this is done through chanting and through taking shelter of those who have brought has this chanting, because we need the shelter of this very beautiful soul like Prabhupada. By our own strength, without their grace, we cannot really chant the name of Krishna. So it's very important. That's my parish inspiration today on this 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's presence in this storefront, that to try to understand more deeply how Prabhupada is here and how we can always connect with him. And we have to learn, this is really essential, very important in our life, how to do this, because after our life will become very beautiful. We can do this only from the heart. Forget the mind, forget the intelligence. Just from the plane of the heart, by offering ourselves to Prabhupada, then he comes. I think most of you, if not all, have already experienced of that. That Prabhupada can come. And when he comes, it's a very nice experience. It's because what is it? their ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. The Vaishnavas, no? Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha, Panchakal Patarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha. This person who come from the spiritual world, the associate of Krishna, they are like desire tree. They can give you everything, but they will never give you something bad. They can give you everything, and they are like Kripa Sindhu, means ocean of mercy. Ahapa, Shiguru Karuna Sindhu, they are ocean of mercy. So if we can connect our heart with them, it's a very beautiful experience. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak here. I'm very touched. My heart is very touched. I think I'm benefited. I did that actually for my own purification. I decided, okay, let me go there. That is, Prabhupada wants me to do that for my own purification. Maybe if I do this, he will be pleased with me. And he will give me some mercy. So I didn't come to say, oh, I will teach them something tonight. Mm-hmm. Because after all, it's true, I know so many things. I took the invitation of Atmani Vedan Prabhu and Jaya Krishna Prabhu as a grace. So that something will be done for my purification. And it worked, because the Vaishnav, they are ocean of compassion. So they desired to bless me, and I feel I have been blessed. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. If you have some question. Yes, Prabhu.
I have some comments.
Yes, better even.
Thank you. It's a really inspiring talk. Thank you so much. I feel the moment I walked in here, I felt Prabhupada's presence.
Wow.
We're like some of the luckiest people in the world to be here right now, around the same time that Prabhupada established his ISKCON. We're really fortunate. A few thoughts came to my mind as you were speaking. One is that Srila Prabhupada explained that there's the Vani, or the instruction of the spiritual master, and there's the vapu,
yes,
or the spiritual, or the form of the spiritual master. And he said, when the form, the physical form of the spiritual master is present, we should take advantage to associate with that. But since that form will not always be here, even though we do have the murti of Srila Prabhupada, that the vani is more important, the instruction of the spiritual master. And so I was thinking about the point that you were making earlier about pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And I remember him saying, you know, if it was around 76 or 77, famous quote, where he said, I believe it's also in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that there's no question of the disciple ever repaying the spiritual master for the gift that the spiritual master has given, pure love of Krishna. But Prabhupada said, if you want to have any kind of hope of repaying the spiritual master, then you should preach vigorously, just as I am doing. And I was thinking, now it's 2016, even some of our top preachers, to be politically correct, they may say, well, don't use the preaching word. You know, that might turn some people off. So sometimes we adopt the word sharing. Sharing, because preaching sounds a little preachy. It sounds a little, you know, dogmatic, or being an evangelical fundamentalist, smashing people on the head with Bhagavad Gita. So that's not our style. But we can all, in our own lives, find ways, you know, to bake up a tray of prasadam cookies, give them to the people we meet.
And share.
Carry books with us, just like I carried five books with me on the train coming from our Harinam ashram. Because I just thought, you never know who you're going to meet. And I distributed all five of them before I got got here, just to receptive people. So yeah, we can take, you know, these invitation cards with us everywhere we go, because we're standing in the line at the grocery or getting gas for our car or wherever we are. Oh, here, check it out. Like, I invited about 10 people here today.
Learning to share.
Yeah, like, we can all find a way to share vigorously,
yeah,
as Srila Prabhupada did. And also another thing that you inspired in me is I have one godbrother, Uttama Shloka Prabhu. He shaved my head 41 years ago when I joined his car. And he has written quite an amazing book on spontaneous love for Krishna, which is basically what I was getting also for your talk. And he prayed a great deal, and he spent many, many, many hours compiling the writings of 20 acharyas to write this book on Raga Nuga Bhakti, the ultimate realization and manifestation of your eternal identity. And he's always encouraging me to write to him. And I kind of got stuck on the fifth chapter some months ago, and because I don't have a great taste for Krishna consciousness, it's not very mature, then I end up getting caught, swept away by various controversies online. I'm not trying to make excuses. The point I'm trying to make is that if I want to associate with more advanced devotees, then I need to strive to come up to their level for them to be willing to reciprocate a higher level of Krishna's love that's flowing through them. Because you were saying Krishna's waiting, like you gave a nice example of Gopa Kumar. So if I want, you know, if I want the biggest dose of Krishna consciousness that I can get, then I need to show my senior godbrothers that that I'm not just a nonsense. I'm not just flirting with the material energy. I want Krishna. I want pure Krishna praying. I don't want the culture of distraction. I don't want the million varieties of Maya that is daily being offered to me. And so, yeah, there's a price to pay. If you want pure Krishna praying, pure love of Krishna, then you have to indicate to others that that's what you, and it'll be reciprocated. It will come.
True.
So, thank you for that.
Higher, we have to come to a higher level. That means we have to love more. Progressing means loving more, giving more. They will see this. Those who are on a high level of love, who are living on a high level of sacrifice and giving, they can see those who are coming to that level also, and they appreciate and they are attracted by this nature.
And they're there to encourage.
Yeah. I remember Shivaram Maharaj gave a lecture in Mayapur maybe 2 years ago, and it's actually through Vani you obtain Vapur. Through following the instruction, if you follow the instruction, then spiritual master will come to you in his full personality. He will come to take you and bring you with him. That was a beautiful conception. I liked it. Okay, thank you, Prabhu. I think now we have to do some kirtan.
Yeah. Ça va si je vais chanter?
Non, pas de problème.